This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. It's great to share a few moments with you today. If you've been with me for a few mornings, I've been talking about God. God moves in a mysterious way. And there's a wonderful verse in Romans 11.33 that actually says this: how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. Now, maybe you're disappointed when I say this, that God is so great that you'll never fully understand him. Now, he is so majestic, but we are finite. Our human minds can never really fully comprehend all there is to know about him. And if you said to me, Chris, I've got God figured out, I would wonder quite where are you coming from. You might wonder if it's really possible to understand without fully knowing. Well, I don't understand everything about my wife, for example, but I know her, I love her. That's what makes marriage exciting. It's this never-ending quest to know each other. And if you've heard someone say to their spouse, husband or wife, look, I've got you figured out, well, I'm not sure they're telling the truth, you know. So the Apostle Paul was so overwhelmed by the greatness and majesty of God, he says in Romans 11, who can measure the wealth and wisdom and knowledge of God, and who can understand his decisions or explain what he does? Has anyone known the thoughts of God or given him advice? Has anyone lent something to the Lord that must be repaid? Everything comes from the Lord. All things were made because of him and will return to him. I think it's interesting to just stop here and think. All things are from him. All things through him, because God is the source of all things. All things are to him. In other words, he is the force of all life. So I wonder if you feel that God's greatness is mind-boggling. Look at the stars and the planets. That's no wonder the psalmist said, I think of the heavens and your hands, the heavens that your hands have made, and the moon and the stars that you put into place. That's why I ask, do you care about us humans? Why are you so concerned for us weaklings? That's Psalm 8, verse 3 and 4. Here it is. The God who created the planets and the stars is also interested in us. In Isaiah 40, 12, we see that God has measured the heavens with the span of his hand. Incredible. Wow, that's the solar system. Our scientists tell us that there's over 300 billion stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. There are millions and millions of galaxies with billions of stars and trillions of planets. And God says, I measured the heavens with my hand. So how does that make you feel? Makes me feel like a microscopic speck of dust. And yet here it is. This God, this mysterious God who cares for me, who knows the numbers of hair on my head, he fully knows and comprehends everything about me. So he is mysterious, yes, but don't let that stand in the way of not having a personal relationship with him. Do you know what? That God has revealed his greatest mystery. Yes, there's some great mystery shows on TV. And many people think God is like that. They think his ways are so mysterious that they just cannot understand. And that phrase, God moves in a mysterious way, because God often does the unexpected. For example, let me just tell you about this. Moses. Instead of using Moses when he was 40, God waited till he was 80. That's mysterious. Instead of Gideon's army of 32,000 soldiers, God told Gideon to whittle the ranks down till he had 300. That's pretty mysterious. Isn't it true that God seldom acts in the way that we think he should? And instead of having the Messiah, the King of the Jews, born in a palace, here Jesus was born in a barn. His mother, a young lady, young teenager. He wasn't born on a throne of gold. And God actually arranged for Jesus to be nailed to a cross and die in that way. It's certainly mysterious. We know then that Paul says, for ages and ages, this mystery was kept secret from everyone, but now it's been explained to God's people. And the mystery, what is it? Christ in you, and he is your hope of sharing in God's glory. There it is, the amazing thing of God's mystery. We thank God that we can find out so much about him. Well, dear Lord, it's true that life can be confusing, difficult, frustrating sometimes, but Lord, that's the way it is. Help us, Lord, to see through the dark days and to understand that your presence will become real as we trust in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.